在复活节的早上，愿主的恩典与每一位同在。
On the Easter Sunday, may the grace of the Lord be with every one of you.
让我们经历复活节不只是一个节日。
When we celebrate Easter, hopefully it's not just another festival.
更是一个生命的经历。
It is an experience of life.
在这也代表教会欢迎今天来到罗威尔教会的每一位贵宾、弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友。
I represent the lower church to welcome every one of you, the guests and friends.
愿主让我们在复活节一起蒙恩。
Let ask God to bless all of us on this Easter Sunday.
不止这个会堂。
Not only just in this congregation.
我知道还有另外两个会堂的弟兄姐妹。
And I know there are also brothers and sisters in other two congregations.
虽然我看不见你们。
Though I don't see you.
不过你看得见我们。
But you can see us.
愿主祝福给大家。
May God bless everyone.
每一次到复活节，
Every time when we have celebrated Easter,
我们都会想到一个人生重要的主题。
We think about very important subject of life.
复活。
Resurrection.
人只有从活着进入死亡。
Men only live and then move from life to death.
只有耶稣基督是从死亡进入生命。
Only Jesus Christ who moved from death to resurrection.
就是因为这样，所以我们今天坐在这里。
Because of this, we are sitting here today.
我们在这里一起来思想耶稣基督当年他所发生的事情。
We sit here to meditate the things that happened in that year when Jesus died and resurrected.
其实不止我们。
Not only just us.
今天我们读的经文里面
the scripture that we read today.
也有一个人为了这件事情为主放出摆上。
There was one person, because of Jesus' resurrection, he also sacrificed himself.
那就是跟我们所读的这位主角保罗。
That was this person, Paul.
保罗在当时是在一个被审问的场合之中。
Paul was on trial at the time.
他一看到这个会场啊
，When he saw the Sanhedrin，
这个会场里面有一半是法利赛人
，Half of them were Pharisees，
有一半是撒都盖人
，The others were Sadducees。
这个是我们想象他们的照片哦。
This is the pictures that we could only imagine。
这两批人有不一样的信仰内容。
Those two groups of people believe in different things。
圣经已经其实给我们很清楚的交代了。
Scripture has already told us about their background.
他说这个撒都该人啊是一个不信死人复活的群体。
The Sadducees is a group who do not believe in resurrection.
他们不信超自然的事情。
They do not believe in supernatural events.
他不相信鬼魂啊天使啊这些东西。
They do not believe in spirits or angels.
有点像我们现在的理性主义者。
Very much like the people that are reasonable. Thank you.
不过法利赛人却相反。
But on the other hand, the Pharisees are quite different.
这些法利赛人啊，所有的天使、这个灵魂、死人复活都相信。
But the Pharisees believe in spirits, believe in angels, and the resurrections of the dead.
当保罗一看这两群人就在现场了。
When Paul saw these two groups of people there.
那么保罗做了一个重要的宣告。
Paul made a proclamation.
他说我在这里被审问。
I'm here on trial.
就是因为这件事。
Because of the resurrection.
我盼望死人复活。
I have a hope of the resurrection of the dead.
我盼望死人复活。
I hope the resurrection of the dead.
哇，这一讲不得了了。
Well, upon him saying that.
因为一半人不相信。
Because half of the assembly did not believe it.
另外一半很坚持。
And the other half assembly insisted that was the case.
所以保罗一讲，他们自己吵起来了。
And upon Paul saying that, the two groups get into a very heated debate.
圣经说他们会众就分成了两派。
So the scripture said that the assembly broke into two parts.
这个审问保罗的焦点马上转变变成会众之间的争吵。
So the focus of a trying call all of a sudden going to the floor.
你可以想象那个争吵的热烈程度。
Can you imagine the vigorousness of this debate?
这个赞成复活的这些人。
There's a group of the people who agree with the resurrection.
他说保罗没有错。
And Paul has done nothing wrong.
反对复活那些人。
The people who oppose resurrection.
保罗该死啊。
Paul should be put to death.
于是这两派人吵来吵去。
So these two groups of people got into the debate.
那我们可以想象了哈。
And so we can imagine.
这反对的人可能就有人出来要抓保罗扯下去啊。
So the opposers want to come out and grab Paul.
然后这支持的人又跑出一批人来保护保罗了。
And so the group of people who agree with Paul that come to protect Paul.
啊，保罗就这边抓，这边抓，这边抓，这边抓。
So Paul was right in the middle.
罗马兵丁一看。
So the soldiers saw that.
这个局势大乱。
So the situation was in chaos.
就赶快把保罗救出来了。
So they rescued Paul.
不然保罗被扯成五马分尸。
Otherwise, Paul would have been torn to pieces.
是的。
Indeed.
主的复活。
Lord's resurrection.
主耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
就是当天争吵的主题了。
Was the topic of the debate at the time.
这个主题从那一天开始
The topic from that day on
直到今天
Until today
仍然是一个辩论的主题
Continues to be a topic for debate
你今天也可以辩论的
Today you can also debate that topic
我也可以辩论的
And I can also debate on that as well
不过希望我们不要争吵
But let's hope that we don't get into argument
有一位作者很有名的
There was once an author who was very famous.
叫做 Josh Madowell.
Josh Madowell.
他写了一本，他写了很多书了。
He wrote many books.
其中一本。
One of the books.
叫做《铁证待判》。
The new evidence that demands a verdict.
写了一段时间之后。
Sorry. After a while.
哇，又有更多材料了。
He had additional material.
所以又出了一本新的。
So he had a new publishing.
叫做新铁证待判。
The new evidence demands a verdict.
在这本书里面。
In that book.
作者用了90页的篇幅。
The author used 90 pages long.
来讨论辩论耶稣基督的复活。
To discuss, to commend, and to support Jesus' resurrection.
他从历史的角度来看。
From the historical perspective.
看到耶稣基督复活不只是圣经的记载。
He saw the resurrection of Jesus not only was a account in the Bible.
他从当时所发生的事件来看。
He also looked from the events that occurred at the time.
他看见耶稣真的复活了。
He saw Jesus indeed resurrected from the dead.
他从当时律法法律的角度来看。
He also looked from the law's legal point of view.
这些见证人的见证是有效的。
The testimonies of the witness were valid.
他从早期教父的记录来看
He also read the articles from the early church fathers
这些第一、第二、第三世纪的早期教父也见证耶稣复活
The testimonies of the early church fathers in the 1st, 2nd and 3rd centuries also prove Jesus' resurrection
他更看这些复活前和复活后跟从耶稣那些门徒的转变来看
He also saw the change in the disciplesPre and post Jesus' resurrection.
好像彼得
Just like Peter.
在耶稣复活之前他三次不认主。
Before Jesus' resurrection, he three times denied the Lord.
不过他经历耶稣基督真的复活显现。
When he experienced the resurrection of the Lord.
于是他成为一个跟随主最后教会历史记载他为主道钉十字架的一个使徒。
So at the end, he followed Jesus until the day he died on the cross, upside down.
这种态度的转变
This attitudinal changes
都证实了真的是有复活
Continue to prove the resurrection of Jesus.
没有一个人为一个虚假的信仰对象付上生命的
There's no one who is willing to put their lives for something that was fake.
社会行为给我们看见。
The social behaviors also let us see that.
耶稣基督真的复活。
Jesus Christ truly resurrected.
今天我们没有90分钟了。
Today we do not have 90 minutes.
讲到没有90分钟了。
When we The sermon cannot last 90 minutes.
当然不能讲完90页了。
So of course we cannot go through the 90 pages of recording.
去图书馆借这本书来看。
Go to the library and borrow the book.
你找不到的话，你找我，我借给你看。
And if you cannot find it, come to me. I will lend it to you.
是耶稣基督复活是一个可以辩论的主题。
Yes, the Lord's resurrection is a topic for debate.
复活的主题这么重要，我们应该好好思想，经过理性去思考。
Because the topic of the resurrection is so important, so we must think with the reason.
不更重要是这件事啊。
But there's one thing that's even more important.
那一天呢，这个法利赛人、撒都盖人扯来扯去之后。
On that day, after the Sadducees and the Pharisees got into the debate.
让他们这个强烈、激烈的辩论之后。
After that very heated debate.
把那个罗马兵丁和把保罗和救出来放到监狱之后。
After the commanders, the troops that took Paul from the Sanhedrin to the barracks.
晚上。
That night.
那天晚上。
On that night.
发生一件事。
There was something that happened on that night.
圣经说在那个晚上。
The scripture said on that night.
主站在保罗旁边。
The Lord stood near Paul.
对他说话。
Spoke to him.
放心。
Take courage.
你怎么在耶路撒冷为我做见证？
As you testified about me in Jerusalem.
你也在罗马为我做见证。
So you must also testify in Rome.
请问各位一个问题啊。
Let me ask you a question.
保罗是不是一位极力辩论耶稣复活的使徒啊？
Was Paul an apostle who strongly support Jesus' resurrection?
是吗？
Was he?
当然是啊。
Of course he was.
他的一辈子就是传讲这件事啊。
For all his life, he was preaching God's Jesus Christ's resurrection.
因为复活是一个可以辩论的主题。
Because resurrection is a topic for debate.
不过对保罗而言。
But to Paul.
他对复活有另外一方面的体验。
But he had a personal experience of resurrection.
复活不只是一个可以辩论的主题。
Resurrection is not only a topic for debate.
他还当天晚上就经历了复活的主向他显现。
On that particular night, he experienced the resurrected Lord appeared to him.
换一句话说。
In other words.
他不只辩论主的复活。
He did not just debate the Lord's resurrection.
他更去经历复活的主。
He experienced the resurrected Lord.
主的复活是一个主题。
Lord's resurrection is a topic.
不过复活的主却是一个信仰的对象。
But the resurrected Lord is an object to believe for our faith.
今天在复活节。
Today, on this Easter Sunday.
让我们从理性的辩论。
Let us move from the debate based on reason.
也进入到一个亲身的体验。
Move to a personal experience.
让我们不只确认主的复活。
Let us not only acknowledge the Lord's resurrection.
我们更亲自经历复活的主在我们身上的工作。
We will also personally experience the work of the resurrected Lord on each one of us.
其实这种对复活主的经历不是只有我们有，早就记载在圣经里面。
The experience with the resurrected Lord is not only something that happened to us, but it has already been recorded in the scripture.
在圣经记载了至少17次耶稣基督复活之后向人显现的记录。
In Bible, there were at least 17 times that recorded that Jesus appeared to different groups of people.
譬如他向那个来坟墓的玛利亚显现。
For one thing, that he appeared to Mary, at the tomb.
再譬如他向那个怀疑的门徒显现。
He also appeared to that doubting Thomas.
他说来看我钉痕的手。
He said, come to see the my pierced hand.
我肋旁的伤痕。
The wound on my side.
耶稣基督向以马忤斯路上两个门徒显现。
Jesus Christ appeared to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
因为耶稣向人群显现。
Jesus appeared to the groups of the people.
耶稣向保罗显现。
Jesus appeared to Paul.
在大马色的路上转变了保罗的一生。
On the way to Damascus, Paul's life was changed.
耶稣荣耀显现。
Jesus' glorious appearing.
让我们也去经历原来主的复活是我们的信仰，但是复活的主是我们经历的对象。
So the, let us also experience the resurrected the Lord. It's the foundation of our faith, but also let us to experience the resurrected the Lord.
那天晚上保罗经历了。
On that night, Paul experienced.
那天早上他大大的辩论。
On that morning, he debated very vigorously.
不过除非我们亲自经历，我们的辩论缺乏个人的体验。
Unless we experience personally, our debate will be without the evidence.
其实我们可以有几个角度来看保罗自己的经历。
We could go from few angles to see Paul's experience.
让我们看见这位复活的主也是一个安慰扶持我们的主。
Let us see the resurrected Lord is also the Lord that comforts and supports.
譬如保罗被主的恩典光照的时候。
Such as the time when the flashlight, shined on Paul.
保罗的人生改变。
Paul's life was changed.
在使徒行传第九章记载保罗信主的奇妙经历。
In Acts chapter 9, it records the conversion of Paul.
他正在逼迫教会的途中。
On his way to persecute Christians.
这位复活的主就显现。
But the resurrected Lord appeared to Paul.
他说有一个光。
There was a big light.
四面照着保罗。
Flashed on Paul.
你有想过这个奇妙的事吗？
Have you ever thought about this miraculous sign?
一个光啊。
If there's only one ray.
譬如这个光啊，这个光啊。
Such as this light.
就对着我照啊。
It shines on me.
一个方向照着我是吧？
That's only from one direction.
不过圣经说一个光。
But the Bible records that this light
四面照保罗。
Shines on Paul from all directions.
那就是这个光的极大强烈的光。
That is a very strong and powerful light.
那是耶稣基督的光照。
That was the lightning from Jesus Christ.
保罗马上从马上倒下来。
So Paul fell to the ground.
复活的主向他说话。
The resurrected Lord spoke to him.
从此他的人生转变。
From then on, his life changed.
复活的主使我们蒙受安慰。
The resurrected Lord comforts us.
复活的主也能安慰你。
The resurrected Lord can also comfort you.
不止如此，复活的主也是赦罪拯救我们的主。
The resurrected Lord is also the Lord that saves and forgives sins.
从保罗的身上给我们看见。
From Paul that we could see that.
保罗的身上的人生的转变。
The life changing event in Paul.
复活的主更是引导人生的主。
The resurrected Lord is also the Lord that guides and leads.
他引导保罗的一生。
He guides the life of Paul.
离开耶路撒冷。
To leave Jerusalem.
远远到外邦人那里。
And send him to the world of Gentiles.
复活的主是奇妙无比的主。
The resurrected Lord is a miraculous Lord.
改变你的生命。
He changes your life.
改变我们的生命。
He changes our life.
但是怎么去经历呢？
How can we experience that?
圣经很多这样的例子。
In Bible, there are many examples.
给我们看见原来我们要去经历复活的主是有一些重要因素。
So that it appears to us that in order to experience the resurrected Lord, there are many important elements.
第一个渴慕主的态度。
First of all, is the hunger and thirst for the Lord.
在第一个复活节。
On the first Easter.
这一个妇女们看见复活的主。
This group of women who saw the resurrected Lord.
因为他们渴慕要去找他。
Because they were longing to look for him.
清早就去坟墓找他。
Early in the morning, they went to the tomb.
他们没有想到耶稣会复活。
They did not know that Jesus was going to be resurrected.
但是超出他们想象的。
But out of their surprise,
看见主复活了。
They saw the resurrected Lord.
在你没有办法想象的时候。
When there's no way for you to even imagine.
复活的主就像渴慕的心来显现。
So the resurrected Lord will appear to the hearts that longing for him.
第二个侍奉主。
Second one is serving the Lord.
在侍奉中经历复活的主。
To experience the Lord while you're serving him.
还记得司提反这个例子吗？
Do you still remember the example with Stephen?
司提反为主摆上自己。
Stephen put his life for the Lord.
最后甚至为主寻道。
Eventually he martyred and died for Jesus Christ.
但是就在他的侍奉过程中。
And during his ministry.
司提反说，看啊。
Stephen said, look.
我看见天开了。
I saw heaven opened.
人子站在神的右边。
The Lord standing at the right hand of God.
荣耀显现在一个侍奉人的心中。
The glory appears in the heart of those who serve the Lord.
渴慕主。
Longing for the Lord.
侍奉主。
Serving the Lord.
第三个，敢于冒险。
The third one is willing to take a risk.
复活这个主题已经给我们看见，这是一个超然的主题。
The resurrection is a topic that already shows us it's a supernatural event.
所以复活的主也会在一个超然状况中向我们显现。
So the resurrected Lord would also appear as in a supernatural occasion.
所以假设我们没有办法跨出我们的门限的话。
So suppose that we cannot step out of the comfort zone.
其实我们也就不怎么需要复活的主嘞。
Then we probably don't really need the resurrected Lord.
但是一旦我们跨越了我们自己的极限。
But the moment that we step out of that comfort zone.
复活的主是多么我们是我们所迫切需要的。
The resurrected Lord is the Lord that we desperately need.
敢于冒险。
Willing to take a risk.
在约翰福音记载了一段很有意思的记录。
In the Gospel of John, there was a recording.
那是讲到这个耶稣受难之后。
That was recorded for after Jesus suffered.
那个主日。
That particular Sunday.
哇，门徒们都很害怕。
That all the disciples were afraid.
因为他们的领袖才死掉啊。
Because their leader just died.
但是他虽然害怕。
But even though they were afraid.
他们还是聚会。
They continue to meet.
仍然见面。
They still met in fellowship.
只是门关起来。
But they closed the door.
我相信窗也关起来啊。
I'm sure the windows were also closed.
还有再加上黑色的布帘哦。
And then you also turn down the blind.
哎呀，因为不要给人家知道啊。
But because they did not want other people to see or know.
因为他们害怕。
Because they were afraid.
但是害怕仍然聚会。
But they continue to meet, even though they were afraid.
真实人生。
This is the true life.
好多时候我们也害怕。
Many times we're afraid.
但是千万不要停止。
But do not stop.
就算这个又害怕，但是又要聚会的矛盾之中。
In between the dilemma of fear and meeting.
复活的主向他们显现。
The resurrected Lord appeared to them.
讲了一句多么宝贵的话。
He said something very precious to them.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
因为那个时候他们没有平安。
Because at that time they did not have peace.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
于是就把他的手他的肋旁给他们看。
He showed them his hands and his side.
门徒看见就欢喜了。
When the disciples saw that, they overjoyed.
侍奉主需要冒险的。
Serving the Lord requires taking a risk.
因为复活就是一个超然的事情。
Because the resurrection is a supernatural occurrence.
要去经历这个超然的事情。
To experience this supernatural event.
我们必须要走在一个非超然的主显现不能拯救的场景况之中。
We must be in an occasion where unless the resurrected Lord appear, it will not happen.
我知道好多人喜欢游泳啊，在这里。
I know many of you enjoy swimming.
是不是啊
？Is that true？
啊，举起手，我看我们有几个。
Can we have people raise hands if you enjoy swimming？
哇，哦，不错啊。
Well, that's quite a group.
哎呀，但是我就不知道各位是什么时候开始游的。
But I don't know when you started swimming.
啊，我呢，29岁才学游泳。
I started taking swimming lessons when I was 29 years old.
虽然我的名字有三点水，然后
even though in my name there were waters, the cycle waters. You know, it is a drastically different between a person that is 29 years old and a baby that's 2 years and 9 months old learn to swim.
这种人呢, 29 岁的人学游泳啊, 非常谨慎。
That for the 29 year old taking a swimming lesson, it's a very cautious thing.
是吧?
Is that right?
哎呦,好害怕。
Oh, it was very scary.
教练怎么教我们划水啊, 踢脚啊?
The coach teaches us how to swim and how to kick.
哎呀,慢慢慢慢有点进展了。
And so there was a small progress gradually.
哎,在水里面会前进哦。
So I can propel forward a little bit in the water.
不过就进到另外一个栏杆。
But we need another obstacle.
叫做换气。
That means exchange air.
因为我憋了一口气,游到没有气了,站起来,就这样。
Because I was holding a big breath and continued to swim until I ran out of breath.
我就站在水游泳池的底下了。
So I stood up in the swimming pool.
然后就, 喘气啊,
and then I panted and inhaled air.
然后又再吸大口气,
and then I would take another big breath.
对, 然后又冒水, 哦呦,
and then I would go under the water and continue to swim.
然后没有气了,又站起来,
and then when I run out of breath, I would get on and stand on the floor.
然后又吸大口气,
and I will continue to take a huge breath.
然后又去游泳,
and swing. And then when I run out of breath again, I stand and to take breath. This is how a 29-year-old learned to swim.
教练看到我这副样子,
when the coach saw the way I did it,
实在是不耐烦啊,
he was very impatient with me.
这样游泳不会游久的嘞。
You know that it's not going to last long if that's how you swim.
游几下又要站起来换气,
so it's not going to last long because you swim a little bit and then you have to stop and take a breath.
所以教授也教我了,
so the coach taught me,
你要在水里面换气,
you have to exchange air in the water.
你不要站起来换气啊,
you should not stand up.
你可以在水里面这样出来。
If you could only exhale in the water,
然后头抬起来,
and then lift up your head above the water and inhale,
继续游,
and then continue to swim,
再继续,
and then inhale, and then swim and exhale.
是不是这样的?
Is that how it works?
对吧?
Is that right?
对是对了。
It's right.
很难做啊,
but it's very difficult to do.
假如你20岁, 29岁学游泳, 你就知道多难做了。
If you learn the lesson at the age of 29, you will know how difficult that was.
不过我也努力了。
But I worked very hard.
好, 我就吸一口气,
I took a deep breath.
然后游游游,
and swim.
抬起头来,
lift my head.
哎, 我说教练啊,
so I said to coach,
我抬起头来吸不了气。
I cannot inhale when I lift up my head.
你再游,你再游。
Continue to swim.
他就给我观察,看我游。
He observed how I swim.
我就游啊。
So I continue to swim.
抬起头来。
So I lift up my head.
吸不了气啊。
I cannot inhale.
他告诉我。
He told me.
你知道什么原因吗?
You know why?
因为你在水里面根本没有把气放出来。
Because you did not exhale under the water.
你的里面气都还在里面,
all that air was still in you.
那你抬头当然吸不了气嘛,
of course when you lift up your head, you cannot inhale.
你必须学习在水里面把气喷出来,
so you must learn to exhale completely in the water.
你头抬起来的时候,
when you lift up your head,
你就很自然就会吸气进去,
then it's very natural that you will inhale.
我学会了。
I learned it.
你知道, 为什么我在水里面不敢把气放出来吗?
Do you know why I did not dare to exhale in the water?
嗯?
Anyone?
害怕。
I was in fear.
当我气放出来我就没气了。
When I exhale, I will have no more air, no more breath.
但是我不把气放出来，我就不能进入新的空气进来。
But if I do not exhale, I will not have the opportunity to inhale.
你想经历复活的主也是一样。
If you want to experience the resurrected Lord, it's the same thing.
你假如不敢放下你自己的一切。
If you are not willing or afraid to put down everything you have.
走出再一步。
To step out.
哎呦，有人叫我查经了，我不敢了。
If someone asks you to lead a Bible study, you said, no, I can't.
我晚上睡不着了。
I will not be able to sleep at night time.
你没有把气呼出来。
You haven't exhaled the air.
你要把气呼出来。
You need to exhale.
于是你就答应嘛，哈。
So you agree to lead the study.
你就没有气了。
So you're out of breath.
你就自然会吸新的气。
Then automatically you will inhale new breath.
那个叫做复活主的能力。
That is called the power of the resurrected Lord.
我们永远抓着我有的东西。
We continue to grasp the things that we own.
我不敢放的时候。
When we're afraid to let go.
我就没有空间和承载量。
We won't have the space for the growth opportunity.
来领受新的复活的能力。
To receive the power of the resurrection.
那怎么把气放出来呢？
So how do we exhale?
你知道我怎么学会的吗？
But how did you know that I learned that?
我在水里面学不会啊。
So because I didn't learn it in the water.
不是在游泳的时候我学不会了。
Not because I didn't learn it while I was swimming.
我这样学的。
So this is how I learned it.
我站在游泳池边。
So I stand next to the edge of the swimming.
很安全啊，抓着边。
So I hold on to the side. It's a very safe place.
吸一口气。
So I take a deep breath.
然后冒到水里面。
And then I bend and put in the water.
然后这个气就呼气。
So I exhale. The bubbles came out.
然后站起来。
So I stood up.
吸一口气。
Take another breath.
又下去。
And bend down in the water. And then let the air come out.
站起来。
Stand up.
吸一口气。
Took another breath.
站下去。
And then bend down again. And the bubbles came out.
我习惯了。
I finally got used to it.
我习惯在水里面把气排出来。
I finally got used to let go the air in the water.
从此我会换气。
From then on, I learned how to breathe.
属灵的生命成长。
The growth of a spiritual life.
必须要学会属灵的换气。
You have to learn the spiritual exchange of air.
这个换气就是让你愿意冒险，把你牢牢抓住的东西放松一点。
The exchange of the air for the spiritual world is.To let go of the things that you own.
这个时候你非得要吸气了哦。
And at that time, then you must inhale.
那就是领受复活的主奇妙复活的能力。
That is how you receive the power of the miraculous resurrected Lord.
主的复活是一个可以辩论的主题。
Lord's resurrection is a topic for debate.
复活的主却是每一个人要去经历的奇妙的对象。
But the resurrected Lord is the Lord that everyone must, is the object of everyone that must experience.
愿今年的复活节。
May this year's Easter.
让我们一起都能经历。
So that we all can experience.
复活的主在我们身上显明他的大能大力。
The power of this resurrected Lord in each one, every and each one of us.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌来回应。
Let us sing a song to respond the sermon.
我们要来唱诗歌137首。Let's sing hymn 137. 耶稣基督今复生。Christ the Lord is risen today.
Whatever there is left.
这就是我们心灵中深处的信息。
Lord, this is the message from our deep heart, deep up in our heart.
我们向你歌颂。
We praise, we sing songs to you.
因为你从死里复活。
Because you have risen from the dead.
因为你赐给我们生命的盼望。
You gave us a hope.
因为你使乐园的大门打开。
You opened the gate for the paradise.
因为你使死亡的权势离开。
So the power of the death went away.
主耶稣，今天早上我们一起来庆贺你的复活。
Lord Jesus Christ, this morning we come here to celebrate your resurrection.
我们更是等候你的再来。
We're waiting for your second coming.
因为你带来永恒盼望，要成全在我们的身上。
Because you have brought us the hope of eternal life, so and to be completed in each one of us.
愿主的名得荣耀。
We may the name of the Lord be glorified.
愿复活的主在我们的生命中掌权。
May the resurrected Lord take reigns in our hearts, in our lives.
于是我们可以跟随你而走。
So that we may follow you.
喜乐奔走十字架的道路。
Joyfully running in the way of a cross.
我们同心祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer is in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please be seated.